He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. As you know, we come up with a new Gadget Professor show every Thursday evening, something cool, something great, something that you can use. And we also have a bunch of different kinds of apps, both for the Android operating system and for the iOS. So whether you have the iPhone or no phone or whatever, we always have an app that's probably cool and that you will enjoy. If you would like to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all my email. And if you have an app that you like or a particular problem or a question on a gadget that you might want to be buying, just send me that email and I will definitely try to get back to you. We have an interesting show for you. I have a gadget that I think everybody needs, and I know I needed it badly. I have a couple of them, and I just bought another one, and these things work like crazy. And actually what it is it's made by Anker, and this is a really cool device because it gives you 7 ports here plus 3 as a charger. So if you take a quick peek at this, you'll see that you have 7, and these are all USB ports. This will extend your USB range, so if you only have 1 or 2 ports on your computer, whether it's a laptop, a desktop, a Mac, a PC, even a Linux, it just doesn't matter. You'll have 7 USB 3 ports here, and in addition to that, they're going to give you 3 automatic charging ports here where you can actually charge your devices, your laptops, any kind of tablet that you have, smartphone, they're all here. So it gives you 7 plus the 3 chargers. I really like this. Now, you might think, why would you get this one opposed to the other? Well, we'll get to that in a second. You'll be surprised when you hear the answer. Also, on the back here, you have 2 ports. One is for the power supply, which comes with it, and the second would be for your USB universal connector. So that comes with it, and it's a very heavy-duty cord, I might add. And essentially, that's just going to plug in there like so. And then, of course, you're going to take the USB 3.0 adapter and plug this into your laptop, your PC, your Mac, whatever it may be. And now it will extend your port capability, as I said, to 7 different ports plus 3 charging units. This is definitely portable. Now, one thing you're wondering is, why is this one? Why am I recommending this one? Well, I'll tell you why, and the reason actually might be a surprise. It's the power supply. Yeah, it's the power supply. Let's take a close-up at this, and what you're going to see here is this is a big boy power supply. I always label my power supplies because I find that I have a million power supplies, and sometimes when I go somewhere, I don't know which power port goes to which. So that's why I label this with the plug. Speaking of plugs, this just plugs into one end, and you know where that one goes, directly into the wall. And this other device, the other end of the device, obviously plugs directly into the port adapter, if you will, okay, or the hub as we call it. So why do I like this so much? Well, this is the reason. This is the literally the power behind this device is right in here. And yes, it's big, and yes, it's ugly, but this is what makes this thing work. It's a 60-watt power supply. What happens is when you plug things into the device that you're using, your PC, your Mac, whatever it may be, your laptop, each one of those sources is sucking on that sucking off 5 volts from the power supply that's within your laptop or your PC. And if you have a lot of things going, a camera, a printer, yada, 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 it's going to suck the power down and you're not going to get good performance. I use this for video recording and I do some pretty intricate things, so I need a power supply that's going to give this enough juice so that it will work on its own and not detract and suck off voltage and current from the power supply that's in the existing device. Henceforth, you need one that's beefy and has a big power supply. Now, this power supply is almost bigger than the actual device. It's certainly thicker, but it's worth it to me because I know when I use this Anchor device, it is going to give me full power and not detract anything from the existing power supply, including your desktop, which some of them come with pretty beefy power supplies. But when you're using this, I know that the 60-watt power supply is going to take all the heat, if you will, and I literally mean that, and it will work flawlessly. So I've used these for a number of years. Let's take a quick peek at the Anchor power supply, at the Anchor website, which would be right here. So let's check over to that. And here you can see the Anchor site, and this sells for literally $30, and let's call it $31, but it's definitely worth it. And if you scroll down here, you'll see that it comes with the, as I mentioned, the actual device, the power cord, and then the USB universal. Very, very well made, and you can actually see here how they use that. This plugs in, as I mentioned, directly to the laptop in this case, and now you have several ports here. Now, these ports, by the way, can be used with sticks, with external media drives, you know, a hard drive, even a solid-state drive like this. Yeah, this is a solid state drive. There's actually no moving parts. That's why they call it all solid state. This is 120 gig, but I can actually plug this in using the proper cabling or a case directly into this device. So I can have a combination, as you can see here, of sticks and hard drives. And as I mentioned earlier, the speed is there, and this really works quite well, no question about it. If you want to go to Amazon and buy it, again, it was $31 on the Anchor site, but if you go to Amazon, you'll see the same device for a total of the exact same price, $30.99. But this gives you free shipping, and we all know if you have an issue, Amazon is excellent about returning things. So definitely check that out. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And if you have a need for an external hub that's going to give you 7 ports, and don't forget those 3 extra charging ports there. This is definitely the device, and Anchor's definitely the company that is going to give you all that that hard, really heavy duty power supply. And this is a real hard-working device. It really works well. I can't say enough about it. So I had, I think, 3 or 4 of them at this point, and I will always buy them and always use them again because they work. So let's take a look today at some what we call housekeeping notes, and I'm going all around here because I'm still rebuilding this place, so I have some issues with some switches, so I have them in different places here. So let's get back on track here. I'd like you to take a peek at my Rebel Mouse page. The Rebel Mouse page is it's like a newsletter on steroids, and basically what this will do is give you all the recent gadgets as recently as 5 minutes ago that come out, and the internet sites that are linked to them. Now, I spent a considerable amount of time the last week or two updating all the back end, the coding to this Rebel Mouse page. This is totally free, and it's like a newsletter, but if you are interested in any kind of apps or new gadgets as they come out, this site will actually show you where they're at and directly link to the manufacturer or to where that news report came from. And this changes every 5 minutes. I look at this page before I go on live with my show because it gives me a lot of great ideas as to what's new in technology. Also, I'm always finding great new apps to test out for you. And this is one of the sources that I use, is my Rebel Mouse page. Again, it's totally free. You could subscribe to it for free. And also, if you want to know how to get all the, you know, the newsletters and things like that, just go to our webpage. That's thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. And in the lower right-hand corner, you will see important pages. And if you just click on the newsletter there, put your email address in, you will get the show notes. And the show notes come out every Thursday night or Friday morning as soon as the show is posted. And in there, you'll get direct links to pretty much everything that I talk about. So let's take a look at some apps of the day. And the first one we have is a very handy app. I've been using this one for a while. It's really a cool app. This is called CamFind. It's been around for a while. And CamFind is a really cool app. This is available both on the Android operating system and also for you iOS folks. This will work on anything. But what it is this will allow you to take a picture of pretty much anything, and it will give you a full report on it, what it is, and it's quite accurate. and you're going to find this thing so useful. Also, if you want a particular gadget or whatever, if you take a shot of this using Camfine, excuse me, you'll probably be able to find out where to buy it, and that's cool unto itself. So check out this Camfine, C-A-M-F-I-N-D, Camfine app. You're going to find that very, very cool, and there ain't no doubt about that. All right, our next app. It might seem that this is obvious, but the Amazon app is one of the cooler apps out there. Obviously, it searches Amazon, which I don't have a problem with per se. But what it does do is, if you want to know a particular device, like what is this or I need that or whatever, all you do is take a picture of it, and the Amazon app is going to find it and tell you how much it is. And again, you can cross-check the pricing on that with pretty much any other service that's out there, but the Amazon app is very cool for that. You also can get notified of the latest sales and things like that. So again, a cool app, and all these apps are totally free today. Every single one of them. Hey, how about that? The next app that I really like, and I just started really using it this week, it's kind of a crazy app. It's talk about artificial intelligence. This is called PhotoMath. Again, available on both the Droid operating system and the iOS. This will solve math problems for you. So as you can see, I mean, you can do some basic algebra stuff here. Put that in the center of the camera as the picture showing you, and it's going to solve the equation for you. And quite frankly, this can get pretty advanced. I can do these by hand, and that's the way I'm used to doing. But I got to tell you, you get lazy as you get older. And now if I need to, you know, find out the answer to a particular equation, I use this PhotoMath app because it's just there and it's simple and very accurate. It works really cool, and again, it's available on both operating systems, totally free. So check it out. Don't tell your kids about this if they're studying algebra, of course, unless they just want to cross check. Yes, it will do multiplication, division, and things like that too, but it is a good thing to just check your work with and let you know that you're on the right track. It's very nice, and if you click on this a couple times on the app, it actually is going to show you how the equation was solved, and that is very cool. So definitely check out this PhotoMath app. It's quite nice. Now, this next app that I'm going to talk about is kind of neat. It's one of those things where it's almost a no-brainer. I don't know why you wouldn't want to use it, but I'm sure everybody has been shopping, you know, on Amazon or wherever you shop, and you're wondering, you know, am I getting the best deal? I know I do that all the time. Or are there coupons out there that I can use? Well, this is an applet. It's actually an add-on to your browser, and this works with Chrome and several other browsers, so it almost doesn't matter what browser you're on. So if you want to save some money, you want to use Honey. That's right. That's right. Honey automatically applies the best coupon code at checkout, and it's totally free. So here's the page where you load this on. This will be in the show notes. It's called Honey, and you just load it onto your browser. And this thing works in the background. So if you're on Amazon and you buy ABCD, or you're on Walmart.com, wherever you're shopping, when you go to the checkout, you know, and it shows you the prices of everything, this Honey app automatically pops up. It's kind of cool. And it will go through every single coupon right up to that second and see if it will apply to anything that you're buying. And I got to tell you, I was on Fry's Electronics website ordering something about a week ago. And I had a special code and I got the discount. And I had this Honey app installed. And son of a gun, it came right up and showed me a different code, and I got a better discount. So it was nice, and you just click, apply the coupon, and boom, away you go. So I would definitely check this out. It's very cool, and it definitely works. It's called Honey. So I just cloned the slogan. If you want to save money, you better use Honey. So there you go. I'm a poet and didn't know it. All right. Everybody knows that the Gadget Professor is a big fan of old-time radio, and that's just because when I was young, I used to listen to all the old radio shows, and I still listen to them. Obviously, they're not in current syndication, if you will, although some of them are. But this app is a great little utility app you can put on your PC. It's called the Great Little Radio Player, and you just download this, and you'll get well over 500 radio stations, just not old radio programs, but I mean current stations from all over the world. So if you like blues or jazz or, you know, rock and roll or whatever it may be, classical, even old-time radio, this app is just fantastic. My only not complaint, the only thing I wish they had is some little device that would be a remote, so when I'm laying in bed listening to my radio, I could just keep clicking this and it will change the station. Other than that, this thing is fantastic, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Also, you know, if you could speak a foreign language or from a foreign country, this gives you, you know, all the different languages all over the world, so it's really a nice app. It's called The Great Little Radio Player, and this will be on the show notes, and I would urge you to definitely check that out. All right, this next app is one you definitely want to get. There's a lot of scams going out there on different websites today, especially today. This particular app is called Anti-Phishing and Authenticator Checker. What this app is going to do is, if you go on a website and it asks you for your name, your rank, your serial number, to fill out anything, what this app will do, it will automatically pop on and verify that that site is real and not a scam. Very handy. I don't want to call it an applet, because this is going to actually be added on as the other app, as an applet to your browser. So whether you're using Chrome or Safari or whatever it is that you use, Firefox, you just add this onto it. And it will automatically check out and verify that the website you are on is real. And I'll tell you, this will keep you out of a lot of trouble. And it's totally free, so there's really no excuse for not using it. A very, very good app. And again, it doesn't matter whether you're on the PC or the Mac with these types of add-ons. It's just literally an add-on to whatever browser it is that you're using. So they're really good. And I use a lot of them. I use, I think, 3 or 4 different ad blockers. You know, and those ads keep popping up and drive you crazy. You can get a bunch of free ad blockers. Again, they're add-ons. They don't bring up ads at all. And you actually have control over what pop-ups you will, if you really want some of them. In some situations, you do want them. But those pop-up ad preventers, ad blockers, they're called. You can check that out. Just Google it. Add-ons to browsers, ad blockers are called. And you'll find that those are pretty good. All right, this last app I have today is really nice. I was just fooling around with this last night. This is a free flight simulator with phenomenal worldwide aerial imagery. And, you know, great for you to fool around with and great for the kids. Totally free and very interactive. And you can kind of decide what kind of plane you want to be flying. And it will simulate the flight, and you're actually the pilot, and you're seeing this wonderful scenery and different topologies as you're flying, and it's very nice. The environment can be dynamically lit depending upon the time of the day. Runway lights, PAP, are also rendered under major runways to help you at night, and you're the pilot of your plane, man. I mean, you're in the cockpit, and it's a very, very, very cool app, and it's actually one of the best ones that I've seen out there that are free. So your kids may be interested in that, or as I said, you might want to fool around with, but it's called geo-fs.com. Again, this will all be in the show notes. So I want to thank you very much for tuning in today. I appreciate it. And next week we'll have a lot more news on the festivities coming up with the NAB 2018, the National Association of Broadcasters broadcast. And I will actually be there in Vegas for about a week doing broadcast 8 hours a day. And we're working on some very exciting things. I can't tell you all about them right now, but by next week, I think we'll have most of the logistics figured out, and it should be quite interesting. So again, thank you very much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.